100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet, so here's another weekly challenge. The topic of this weekly challenge is corner, and I'm wearing a colander on my head. I gotta start with that. Ellison was one of the founders, one of the early adopters of the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge long, long ago. And he kept on writing over at Lost in the Cheese Isle. And a lot of his twists and puns were real groaners. You can go back to the archives and listen to some of them. I know, I should really chop some of these out and share them. That takes effort. I'm a horribly lazy person. And he came to visit years ago when Edloe was still around. And he made a fast friend of Edloe. All it takes is putting some treats in your hand. But Edloe's long gone to dust. So have many others. Life is a series of cats and stories, and well, we all have our beginnings, and we all have to say goodbye sometime. And thank you, Allison, for making my life a little stranger. And yeah. I can't remember which movie or TV show or philosopher said, you grow old enough, you get to the point where life stops giving and starts taking away, but leaves so many good memories. Let's listen to some of the stories on the topic of corner, shall we? I'll be back in a bit.
Hey, Dwayne here, with another 100-word story. This week's weekly challenge was corner. Here's my story. It was hard to breathe. I stood with my back to the corner and tried to be invisible. The urge for fight or flight was kicking in, along with a big dose of adrenaline. All I had was my guitar. I could use it as a weapon if I needed to. I hoped it wouldn't come to that. I started moving along the wall towards the hall. As I made the turn and started down the hall, there was shouting. Someone yelled my name. I heard a crowd roar. I turned back and started forward, doing what I've always done. And that's my story. See you again next week.
Months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned, yet I feel like in those hills I still belong. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where
good evening, Lawrence. This is Jerry, and it's another wonderful evening in Oklahoma. I'm here with a 100-word story for you using the word corner. Enjoy! The howls of the wolves sounded around the snow-covered mountains and through the valley. Leaving the sheltering cave with its warm fire had been a bad mistake, but I had to have food. It had been 3 days since I ate the last of the dried berries. I needed to find meat before weakness overcame me. The howls of the wolves were growing nearer when I came upon the dead squeaker. I was freezing. I needed a corner to hide in, eat the squeaker, and get warm. If I remembered my school lessons, a corner was always 90 degrees.
Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. In the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. They gave me the corner plot, as far from decent folk as they could put me. If they'd had their way, they'd have burned me at the stake and scattered my ashes far and wide. But civic duty prevailed, and I received a proper burial, although those attending only did so to ensure I was buried deep. Not that it matters. Every night, I dig myself out and head off into the night to continue my unspeakable work. And every morning, before sunrise, I return to the darkness of the earth. They really should have burned me at the stake.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Go to your corner, they said, and I did. I went to my corner. I was only a child, and I had to obey. Today, I'm not a child anymore. When they say, go to your corner, I laugh and walk away. Today, I'm an adult, and my corner is not their corner. My corner is my place, and it's my world, and it's my people. My corner is not obeying anymore, no. When they say, why have you changed so much? I laugh and walk away. Today, I choose my corners and smile and live and shine. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkopf.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 664 with a prompt of corner. Well, I'm starting a mailing list. Don't want to call it a mailing list. It's a newsletter, monthly newsletter. If you want to be on it, go to my website, NorvalJoe.com, and you'll be directed right to it. So, anyway, here's my entry for the weekly challenge, 664. The following morning, Bilbert waited for the school bus. Things appeared almost back to normal. His dad had finally stopped freaking out, and his mother seemed to just shrug off the fact that someone had seen his superpower. Until Linolia Amanda rounded the corner. The second she saw Bilbert, she ran for him and grabbed his hand. Come on, let's fly to school. Slow down, Bilbert said, nervously looking around and relieved to find no one else had come to the bus stop yet. No one's supposed to know about my superpower. Besides, I don't have my plastic grocery bag. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, Richard here, and here's my story on the topic of corner. It's called Life Lessons. On reflection, most of my time at school was spent outside the classroom. If I wasn't doing penance by standing in the corridor, I was waiting in the secretary's office, sent to see the head teacher. That was when I actually got to school in the first place. Often I'd bunk off for the day or hang around the bike sheds well after break times and lunch had ended. Even when I was in class, I'd usually find myself stood in the corner for misbehaving. Miraculously, somehow, I became a teacher. And none of my classes will ever make those same mistakes. There you go. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Corner of the Year by John DeCleese. I'm so tired of people telling me Christmas is over or trying to promote the build-up as the 12 days of Cashmas. The fact is, the season of Christmas is defined as the time between the first Sunday of Advent, 4 weeks before Christmas Day, and the Epiphany, January 6th. The 12 days of Christmas are the days between Christmas and the Epiphany. We get the celebration and the Christmas carol from the English. So we can follow the English practice. Twelfth night is January 5th, the night when we turn the corner of the cycle and don't party for a while. Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening, though late, is called God Rest Ye. In the corner laden with dust rested Timmy's crutch. When Timmy's grandchildren came to visit, he would tell the tale of a Christmas long ago when the spirits of the holiday had softened the heart of his mentor, Ebenezer. The youngest, Cindy Lou, asked if her grandpa was really that tiny a child. He smiled and told her, if it had not been for his father's employer, he would have likely never grown any bigger. Cindy looked confused. Timmy picked her up and placed her on his shoulders. Let's go find some mistletoe. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I used to work in an office with no windows, but I'm moving to a corner office. It has a beautiful view of the city and the sunsets are gorgeous. Lots of natural light, which my doctor says I need more of. There's a lot more room in there too. Even though two of the office's walls are used up by windows, there's the same amount of wall space available. It's perfect for someone who isn't terrified of heights. I'm worried that if I lean back too far, just like this... Wait, did you hear a cracking sound too?
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories, 100 words long, on the topic of corner. I want to thank everyone for being a part of this weekly challenge. And I'm not good at eulogies. And as we heard with Kimi's, and now I got to think of, I don't know. One a day until the day I die.com. That's where you'll find the archives. You can look for Ellison's stuff in there, and it's good. Although you'll have to do a little digging to get the audio files. Yeah. Thought about going to Keneally's and getting an anchovy and corned beef pizza. We used to call it the Irish Lady. Draw your own conclusions. Of course, I could just go to Central Market and get lost in the cheese aisle, which is probably what I'll do. Use a walk today. But thank you all for being a part of this for as long as you are. And don't go quietly into that good night. I'm certainly trying not to. Oh, yesterday I was down to 191.3 pounds. Can't forget that. Probably a cheeseburger. No, I'm trying to eat vegan. Not always. But I'm trying. Trying to eat well. And tomorrow, move into the corner office, and as summer approaches, get parboiled alive. It's south-facing, and, well, we all know what the sun can do. Vitamin D! Thank you all, and as always, keep it brief.